Of those messengers, some of whom we have caused to excel others, and of whom there are some unto whom Allah spake, while some of them he exalted above others in degree. And we gave Jesus, son of Mary, clear proofs of Allah's sovereignty. And we supported him with the Holy Spirit. And if Allah had so willed it, those who followed after them would not have fought one with another after the clear proofs had come unto them. But they differed, some of them believing and some disbelieving. And if Allah had so willed it, they would not have fought one with another, but Allah doeth what he will. O ye who believe, spend of that wherewith we have provided you, ere a day come when there will be no trafficking, nor friendship, nor intercession. The disbelievers, they are the wrongdoers. Allah, there is no God save him, the alive, the eternal. Neither slumber nor sleep overtaketh him. Unto him belongeth whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth. Who is he that intercedeth with him save by his leave? He knoweth that which is in front of them and that which is behind them, while they encompass nothing of his knowledge save what he will. His throne includeth the heavens and the earth, and he is never weary of preserving them. He is the sublime, the tremendous. There is no compulsion in religion. The right direction is henceforth distinct from error, and he who rejecteth false deities and believeth in Allah hath grasped a firm handhold which will never break. Allah is hearer, knower. Allah is the protecting friend of those who believe. He bringeth them out of darkness into light. As for those who disbelieve, their patrons are false deities. They bring them out of light into darkness. Such are rightful owners of the fire. They will abide therein. Bethink thee of him who had an argument with Abraham about his Lord, because Allah had given him the kingdom. How, when Abraham said, My Lord is he who giveth life and causeth death, he answered, I give life and cause death. Abraham said, Lo, Allah causeth the sun to rise in the east, so do thou cause it to come up from the west. Thus was the disbeliever abashed, and Allah guideth not wrongdoing folk. Or bethink thee of the like of him who, passing by a township which had fallen into utter ruin, exclaimed, How shall Allah give this township life after its death? And Allah made him die 100 years, then brought him back to life. He said, How long hast thou tarried? The man said, I have tarried a day or part of a day. He said, Nay, but thou hast tarried for 100 years. Just look at thy food and drink, which have rotted. Look at thine ass. And that we may make thee a token unto mankind, look at the bones, how we adjust them, and then cover them with flesh. And when the matter became clear unto him, he said, I know now that Allah is able to do all things. And when Abraham said unto his Lord, My Lord, show me how thou givest life to the dead. He said, Dost thou not believe? Abraham said, Yea, but I ask in order that my heart may be at ease. His Lord said, Take 4 of the birds, and cause them to incline unto thee. Then place a part of them on each hill. Then call them. They will come to thee in haste. And know that Allah is mighty, wise. The likeness of those who spend their wealth in Allah's way is as the likeness of a grain which groweth 7 ears, in every ear 100 grains. Allah giveth increase manifold to whom He will. Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. Those who spend their wealth for the cause of Allah, and afterward make not reproach and injury to follow that which they have spent, their reward is with their Lord, and there shall no fear come upon them, neither shall they grieve. A kind word with forgiveness is better than almsgiving followed by injury. Allah is absolute, clement. O ye who believe, render not vain your almsgiving by reproach and injury, like him who spendeth his wealth only to be seen of men, and believeth not in Allah and the last day. His likeness is as the likeness of a rock, whereon is dust of earth. A rainstorm smiteth it, leaving it smooth and bare. They have no control of aught of that which they have gained. Allah guideth not the disbelieving folk. And the likeness of those who send their wealth in search of Allah's pleasure, and for the strengthening of their souls, is as the likeness of a garden on a height. The rainstorm smiteth it, and it bringeth forth its fruit twofold. And if the rainstorm smite it not, then the shower. Allah is seer of what ye do. Would any of you like to have a garden of palm trees and vines, with rivers flowing underneath it, with all kinds of fruit for him therein? And old age hath stricken him, and he hath feeble offspring, and a fiery whirlwind striketh it, and it is all consumed by fire. Thus Allah maketh plain his revelations unto you, in order that ye may give thought. O ye who believe, spend of the good things which ye have earned, and of that which we bring forth from the earth for you, and seek not the bad with intent to spend thereof in charity, when ye would not take it for yourselves save with disdain. And know that Allah is absolute, owner of praise. The devil promiseth you destitution and enjoineth on you lewdness, but Allah promiseth you forgiveness from himself with bounty. Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. He giveth wisdom unto whom he will, and he unto whom wisdom is given, he truly hath received abundant good. But none remember except men of understanding. Whatever alms ye spend, or vow ye vow, lo, Allah knoweth it. Wrongdoers have no helpers. If ye publish your almsgiving, it is well. But if ye hide it, and give it to the poor, it will be better for you, and will atone for some of your ill deeds. Allah is informed of what ye do. The guiding of them is not thy duty, O Muhammad, but Allah guideth whom He will. And whatsoever good thing ye spend, it is for yourselves, when ye spend not, save in search of Allah's countenance. And whatsoever good thing ye spend, it will be repaid to you in full, and ye will not be wronged. Alms are for the poor, who are straitened for the cause of Allah, who cannot travel in the land for trade. The unthinking man accounteth them wealthy because of their restraint. Thou shalt know them by their mark. They do not beg of men with importunity. And whatsoever good thing ye spend, lo, Allah knoweth it. Those who spend their wealth by night and day, by stealth and openly, verily their reward is with their Lord, and there shall no fear come upon them, neither shall they grieve. Those who swallow usury cannot rise up save as he ariseth whom the devil hath prostrated by his touch. That is because they say, trade is just like usury, whereas Allah permitteth trading and forbiddeth usury. He unto whom an admonition from his Lord cometh, and he refraineth in obedience thereto, he shall keep the profits of that which is past, and his affair henceforth is with Allah. As for him who returneth to usury, such are rightful owners of the fire, they will abide therein. Allah hath blighted usury and made almsgiving fruitful. Allah loveth not the impious and guilty. Lo, those who believe and do good works and establish worship and pay the poor due, their reward is with their Lord. And there shall no fear come upon them, neither shall they grieve. O ye who believe, observe your duty to Allah, and give up what remaineth due to you from usury, if ye are in truth believers. And if ye do not, then be warned of war against you from Allah and His Messenger. And if ye repent, then ye have your principal without interest. Wrong not, and ye shall not be wronged. And if the debtor is in straitened circumstances, then let there be postponement to the time of ease. And that ye remit the debt as almsgiving would be better for you, if ye did but know. And guard yourselves against a day in which ye will be brought back to Allah. Then every soul will be paid in full that which it earned, and they will not be wronged. O ye who believe, when ye contract a debt for a fixed term, record it in writing. Let a scribe record it in writing between you in terms of equity. No scribe should refuse to write as Allah hath taught him, so let him write. And let him who incurreth the debt dictate, and let him observe his duty to Allah his Lord, and diminish naught thereof. But if he who oweth the debt is of low understanding, or weak, or unable himself to dictate, then let the guardian of his interests dictate in terms of equity. And call to witness from among your men two witnesses. And if two men be not at hand, then a man and two women, of such as ye approve as witnesses. so that if the one erreth through forgetfulness, the other will remember. And the witnesses must not refuse when they are summoned. Be not averse to writing down the contract, whether it be small or great, with record of the term thereof. That is more equitable in the sight of Allah, and more sure for testimony, and the best way of avoiding doubt between you, save only in the case when it is actual merchandise which ye transfer among yourselves from hand to hand. In that case it is no sin for you if ye write it not. And have witnesses when ye sell one to another, and let no harm be done to scribe or witness. If ye do harm to them, lo, it is a sin in you. Observe your duty to Allah. Allah is teaching you, and Allah is knower of all things. If ye be on a journey, and cannot find a scribe, then a pledge in hand shall suffice. And if one of you entrusteth to another, let him who is trusted deliver up that which is entrusted to him, according to the pact between them. And let him observe his duty to Allah. Hide not testimony. He who hideth it, verily his heart is sinful. Allah is aware of what ye do. Unto Allah belongeth whatsoever is in the heavens, and whatsoever is in the earth. And whether ye make known what is in your minds, or hide it, Allah will bring you to account for it. He will forgive whom he will, and he will punish whom he will. Allah is able to do all things. The messenger believeth in that which hath been revealed unto him from his Lord, and so do the believers. Each one believeth in Allah, and his angels, and his scriptures, and his messengers. We make no distinction between any of his messengers, and they say, "We hear, and we obey." Grant us thy forgiveness, our Lord. Unto thee is the journeying. Allah tasketh not a soul beyond its scope, for it is only that which it hath earned, and against it only that which it hath deserved. Our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or miss the mark. Our Lord, lay not on us such a burden as thou didst lay on those before us. Our Lord, impose not on us that which we have not the strength to bear. Pardon us, absolve us, and have mercy on us. Thou, our protector, and give us victory over the disbelieving folk. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Alif, Lam, Mim. Allah, there is no God save Him, the Alive, the Eternal. He hath revealed unto thee, Muhammad, the Scripture with truth, confirming that which was revealed before it, even as he revealed the Torah and the Gospel, aforetime for a guidance to mankind, and hath revealed the criterion of right and wrong. Lo, those who disbelieve the revelations of Allah, theirs will be a heavy doom. Allah is mighty, able to requite the wrong. Lo, nothing in the earth or in the heavens is hidden from Allah. He it is who fashioneth you in the wombs as pleaseth him. There is no God save him, the Almighty, the Wise. He it is who hath revealed unto thee, Muhammad, the scripture, wherein are clear revelations. They are the substance of the book, and others which are allegorical. But those in whose hearts is doubt pursue, forsooth, that which is allegorical, seeking to cause dissension by seeking to explain it. None knoweth its explanation save Allah. And those who are of sound instruction say, we believe therein. The whole is from our Lord. But only men of understanding really heed. Our Lord, cause not our hearts to stray after thou hast guided us, and bestow upon us mercy from thy presence. Lo, thou, only thou, art the bestower. Our Lord, it is thou who gatherest mankind together to a day of which there is no doubt. Lo, Allah faileth not to keep the tryst. On that day neither the riches nor the progeny of those who disbelieve will aught avail them with Allah. They will be fuel for fire. Like Pharaoh's folk and those who were before them, they disbelieved our revelations, and so Allah seized them for their sins. And Allah is severe in punishment. Say, O Muhammad, unto those who disbelieve, ye shall be overcome and gathered unto hell, an evil resting place. There was a token for you in two hosts which met, one army fighting in the way of Allah, and another disbelieving, whom they saw as twice their number, clearly with their very eyes. Thus Allah strengtheneth with his succor whom he will. Lo, herein verily is a lesson for those who have eyes. Beautified for mankind is love of the joys that come from women and offspring, and stored up heaps of gold and silver, and horses branded with their mark, and cattle and land. That is comfort of the life of the world. Allah, with him is a more excellent abode. Say, shall I inform you of something better than that? For those who keep from evil with their Lord are gardens underneath which rivers flow, and pure companions, and contentment from Allah. Allah is seer of his bondmen. Those who say, our Lord, lo, we believe. So forgive us our sins and guard us from the punishment of fire. The steadfast and the truthful and the obedient, those who spend and hoard not, those who pray for pardon in the watches of the night. Allah himself is witness that there is no God save him. And the angels and the men of learning too are witness. Maintaining his creation in justice, there is no God save him, the Almighty, the Wise. Lo, religion with Allah is the surrender to his will and guidance. Those who formerly received the scripture differed only after knowledge came unto them, through transgression among themselves. Whoso disbelieveth the revelations of Allah will find that, lo, Allah is swift at reckoning. And if they argue with thee, O Muhammad, say, I have surrendered my purpose to Allah, and so have those who follow me. And say unto those who have received the scripture, and those who read not, have ye too surrendered? If they surrender, then truly are they rightly guided. And if they turn away, then it is thy duty only to convey the message unto them. Allah is seer of his bondmen. Lo, those who disbelieve the revelations of Allah, and slay the prophets wrongfully, and slay those of mankind who enjoin equity, promise them a painful doom. Those are they whose works have failed in the world and the hereafter, and they have no helpers. Hast thou not seen how those who have received the scripture invoke the scripture of Allah in their disputes, that it may judge between them? Then a faction of them turn away, being opposed to it. That is because they say, the fire will not touch us, save for a certain number of days. That which they used to invent hath deceived them regarding their religion. How will it be with them when we have brought them all together to a day of which there is no doubt, when every soul will be paid in full what it hath earned, and they will not be wronged? Say, O Allah, owner of sovereignty, thou givest sovereignty unto whom thou wilt, and thou withdrawest sovereignty from whom thou wilt. Thou exaltest whom thou wilt, and thou abasest whom thou wilt. In thy hand is the good. Lo, thou art able to do all things. Thou causest the night to pass into the day, and thou causest the day to pass into the night. And thou bringest forth the living from the dead, and thou bringest forth the dead from the living. And thou givest sustenance to whom thou choosest without stint. Let not the believers take disbelievers for their friends in preference to believers. Whoso doth that hath no connection with Allah, unless it be that ye but guard yourselves against them, taking as it were security. Allah biddeth you beware only of himself. Unto Allah is the journeying. Say, O Muhammad, whether ye hide that which is in your breasts or reveal it, Allah knoweth it. He knoweth that which is in the heavens and that which is in the earth, and Allah is able to do all things. On the day when every soul will find itself confronted with all that it hath done of good and all that it hath done of evil, every soul will long that there might be a mighty space of distance between it and that evil. Allah biddeth you beware of him, and Allah is full of pity for his bondmen. Say, O Muhammad, to mankind, if ye love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. Allah is forgiving, merciful. Say, obey Allah and the Messenger. But if they turn away, lo, Allah loveth not the disbelievers in his guidance. Lo, Allah preferred Adam and Noah and the family of Abraham and the family of Imran above all his creatures. They were descendants one of another. Allah is hearer, knower. Remember when the wife of Imran said, My Lord, I have vowed unto thee that which is in my belly as a consecrated offering. Accept it from me. Lo, thou, only thou, art the hearer, the knower. And when she was delivered, she said, My Lord, lo, I am delivered of a female. Allah knew best of what she was delivered. The male is not as the female, and lo, I have named her Mary. And lo, I crave thy protection for her and for her offspring from Satan the outcast. And her Lord accepted her with full acceptance and vouchsafed to her a goodly growth and made Zachariah her guardian. Whenever Zachariah went into the sanctuary where she was, he found that she had food. He said, O Mary, whence cometh unto thee this food? She answered, It is from Allah. Allah giveth without stint to whom he will. Then Zachariah prayed unto his Lord and said, My Lord, bestow upon me of thy bounty goodly offspring. Lo, thou art the hearer of prayer. And the angels called to him as he stood praying in the sanctuary, Allah giveth thee glad tidings of a son, whose name is John, who cometh to confirm a word from Allah, lordly, chaste, a prophet of the righteous. He said, My Lord, how can I have a son when age hath overtaken me already? And my wife is barren. The angel answered, So it will be. Allah doth what he will. He said, My Lord, appoint a token for me. The angel said, The token unto thee shall be that thou shalt not speak unto mankind 3 days except by signs. Remember thy Lord much, and praise him in the early hours of night and morning. And when the angels said, O Mary, lo, Allah hath chosen thee, and made thee pure, and hath preferred thee above all the women of creation. O Mary, be obedient to thy Lord. Prostrate thyself, and bow with those who bow in worship. This is of the tidings of things hidden. We reveal it unto thee, Muhammad. Thou wast not present with them when they threw their pens to know which of them should be the guardian of Mary, nor wast thou present with them when they quarreled thereupon. And remember, when the angels said, O Mary, lo, Allah giveth thee glad tidings of a word from him, whose name is the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, illustrious in the world and the hereafter, and one of those brought near unto Allah. He will speak unto mankind in his cradle and in his manhood, and he is of the righteous. She said, My Lord, how can I have a child when no mortal hath touched me? He said, So it will be. Allah createth what he will. If he decreeth a thing, he saith unto it only, Be, and it is. And he will teach him the scripture and wisdom and the Torah and the gospel, and will make him a messenger unto the children to Israel, saying, Lo, I come unto you with a sign from your Lord. Lo, I fashion for you out of clay the likeness of a bird, and I breathe into it, and it is a bird, by Allah's leave. I heal him who was born blind, and the leper, and I raise the dead, by Allah's leave. And I announce unto you what ye eat and what ye store up in your houses. Lo, herein verily is a portent for you, if ye are to be believers. And I come confirming that which was before me of the Torah, and to make lawful some of that which was forbidden unto you. I come unto you with a sign from your Lord, so keep your duty to Allah and obey me. Lo, Allah is my Lord and your Lord, so worship him. That is the straight path. But when Jesus became conscious of their disbelief, he cried, Who will be my helpers in the cause of Allah? The disciples said, We will be Allah's helpers. We believe in Allah, and bear thou witness that we have surrendered unto him. Our Lord, we believe in that which thou hast revealed, and we follow him whom thou hast sent. Enroll us among those who witness to the truth. And they, the disbelievers, schemed. And Allah schemed against them. And Allah is the best of schemers. And remember when Allah said, O Jesus, Lo, I am gathering thee and causing thee to ascend unto me, and am cleansing thee of those who disbelieve, and am setting those who follow thee above those who disbelieve until the day of resurrection. Then unto me ye will all return, and I shall judge between you as to that wherein ye used to differ. As for those who disbelieve, I shall chastise them with a heavy chastisement in the world and the hereafter, and they will have no helpers. And as for those who believe and do good works, he will pay them their wages in full. Allah loveth not wrongdoers. This which we recite unto thee is a revelation and a wise reminder. Lo, the likeness of Jesus with Allah is as the likeness of Adam. He created him of dust. Then he said unto him, Be, and he is. This is the truth from thy Lord, O Muhammad, so be not thou of those who waver. And whoso disputeth with thee concerning him, after the knowledge which hath come unto thee, say unto him, Come, we will summon our sons and your sons, and our women and your women, and ourselves and yourselves. Then we will pray humbly to our Lord, and solemnly invoke the curse of Allah upon those who lie. Lo, this verily is the true narrative. There is no God save Allah. And lo, Allah is the mighty, the wise. And if they turn away, then, lo, Allah is aware of who are the corruptors. Say, O people of the Scripture, come to an agreement between us and you, that we shall worship none but Allah, and that we shall ascribe no partner unto him, and that none of us shall take others for lords beside Allah. And if they turn away, then say, Bear witness that we are they who have surrendered unto him. O people of the Scripture, why will ye argue about Abraham when the Torah and the Gospel were not revealed till after him? Have ye then no sense? Lo, ye are those who argue about that whereof ye have some knowledge. Why then argue ye concerning that whereof ye have no knowledge? Allah knoweth, ye know not. Abraham was not a Jew, nor yet a Christian, but he was an upright man who had surrendered to Allah, and he was not of the idolaters. Lo, those of mankind who have the best claim to Abraham are those who followed him, and this prophet, and those who believe with him. And Allah is the protecting friend of the believers. A party of the people of the Scripture long to make you go astray. And they make none to go astray except themselves, but they perceive not. O people of the Scripture, why disbelieve ye in the revelations of Allah, when ye yourselves bear witness to their truth? O people of the Scripture, why confound ye truth with falsehood, and knowingly conceal the truth? And a party of the people of the Scripture say, believe in that which hath been revealed unto those who believe at the opening of the day, and disbelieve at the end thereof, in order that they may return. And believe not, save in one who followeth your religion. Say, O Muhammad, lo, the guidance is Allah's guidance, that anyone is given the like of that which was given unto you, or that they may argue with you in the presence of their Lord. Say, O Muhammad, lo, the bounty is in Allah's hand. He bestoweth it on whom He will. Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. He selecteth for His mercy whom He will. Allah is of infinite bounty. Among the people of the Scripture there is he who, if thou trust him with a weight of treasure, will return it to thee. And among them there is he who, if thou trust him with a piece of gold, will not return it to thee, unless thou keep standing over him. That is because they say, we have no duty to the Gentiles. They speak a lie concerning Allah knowingly. Nay, but the chosen of Allah is he who fulfilleth his pledge and wardeth off evil. For lo, Allah loveth those who ward off evil. Lo, those who purchase a small gain at the cost of Allah's covenant and their oaths, they have no portion in the hereafter. Allah will neither speak to them nor look upon them on the day of resurrection, nor will He make them grow. Theirs will be a painful doom. And lo, there is a party of them who distort the Scripture with their tongues, that ye may think that what they say is from the Scripture, when it is not from the Scripture. And they say, it is from Allah, when it is not from Allah. They speak a lie concerning Allah knowingly. It is not possible for any human being unto whom Allah had given the Scripture and wisdom and the prophethood, that he should afterwards have said unto mankind, be slaves of me instead of Allah. But what he said was, be ye faithful servants of the Lord, by virtue of your constant teaching of the Scripture, and of your constant study thereof. And he commanded you, not that ye should take the angels and the prophets for lords. Would he command you to disbelieve after ye had surrendered to Allah? When Allah made his covenant with the prophets, he said, behold that which I have given you of the Scripture and knowledge. And afterward there will come unto you a messenger, confirming that which ye possess. Ye shall believe in him, and ye shall help him. He said, do ye agree, and will ye take up my burden, which I lay upon you in this matter? They answered, we agree. He said, then bear ye witness. I will be a witness with you. Then whosoever after this shall turn away, they will be miscreants. Seek they other than the religion of Allah, when unto him submitteth whosoever is in the heavens and the earth, willingly or unwillingly, and unto him they will be returned. Say, O Muhammad, we believe in Allah, and that which is revealed unto us, and that which was revealed unto Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the tribes, and that which was vouchsafed unto Moses and Jesus and the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and unto him we have surrendered. And whoso seeketh as religion other than the surrender to Allah, it will not be accepted from him, and he will be a loser in the hereafter. How shall Allah guide a people who disbelieved after their belief, and after they bore witness that the messenger is true, and after clear proofs of Allah's sovereignty had come unto them? And Allah guideth not wrongdoing folk. As for such, their guerdon is that on them rests the curse of Allah, and of angels, and of men combined. They will abide therein. Their doom will not be lightened, neither will they be reprieved. Save those who afterward repent and do right. Lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. Lo, those who disbelieve after their profession of belief, and afterward grow violent in disbelief, their repentance will not be accepted. And such are those who are astray. Lo, those who disbelieve and die in disbelief. The whole earth full of gold would not be accepted from such an one, if it were offered as a ransom for his soul. Theirs will be a painful doom, and they will have no helpers. Ye will not attain unto piety until ye spend of that which ye love, and whatsoever ye spend, Allah is aware thereof.